Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, in the meantime, news on Tuesday from the Canadian government that the U.S.-Canada border will remain closed for non-essential travel right to June 21st. And, of course, immediately in our world, you think about how that impacts pro sports and, in particular, the National Hockey League and its efforts to reopen at some point. What we're told, without any real specifics, is that neither the NHL or the NHLPA feels that that will impact what they are working on right now in terms of return-to-play protocol. And there's a couple reasons for that. One is that, of course, they don't think they're going to play actual games till mid to late July at the earliest. And number two, phase two, which is small group workouts, is voluntary. The players don't have to come back for phase two. Obviously, a lot of them are going to want to so they can finally skate, but it is voluntary.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and hockey is a great game, and we will talk to Bruce Cassidy in a matter of minutes. What I'm liking is the huge breaks we get in between talking.
Did you get out of your chair this time, Fred? Did you get a chance to get away, stretch a little bit?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you go through two therapists in a day, Josh, you really got a lot of self-esteem.
You know what you are, Fred? You're emotionally exhausted.
Well, you know, when you go through, well, you're trying to improve yourself, John, is what you're doing. But when you go through two and one's nice and one's a prick, then you sure. Kind of, and even when your wife says the guy was a prick.
Yeah, that's a clue.
That's a clue that he's a total prick that wants more money than I care to spend. Because you know what insurance doesn't cover? Psychotherapy.
Therapy, yep.
Yes. So $120 out of pocket for some guy to be a jackass to me isn't really what I'm looking for. So can we? Even my wife was like, why are you being such a dick?
What was his response to that?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I don't know. I left the room. Like, I've left the room twice out of four times. Told me to go to the hospital. Goes, well, if you have this much of a problem, go to the hospital. All right. Bruce Cassidy is on the line hearing all of this. And he is the coach of your Boston Bruins. And we always delight to interview him. He's on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Bruce Cassidy, hello, sir.
How are you, fellas?
Well, according to one therapist, I'm fine, and the other one says no. But
think positive.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to run with the one who said I'm fine. All right, so Mr. Cassidy, when you hear Canada banning non-essential travel, do you think that it's an imaginary line where travel shouldn't be an issue?
Well, non-essential. I mean, hockey is essential in Canada, so we should be fine, right?
No longer. That's right. That's right.
Well, we were saying any government employee that votes to make sure that this gets extended, this lack of hockey, isn't going to get reelected in Canada if they continue with this method.
No, I don't think so. So I'm hoping we can, you know, get past this hurdle, but I guess time will tell, right?
Well, sure. Okay, and the thing is, too, Bruce, what are you hearing? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, I got to think that this whole game has changed. Like, almost weekly, the plan has changed. The things that we're hearing from all these insiders, what are they telling you about what they're planning to do?
Well, I'm going to be honest. There's not a whole lot out there because I think everyone's still, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknowns. I mean, I could tell you they've discussed adding teams for the, not your typical 16, playing some sort of games. That's where there's still discussion. Is it adding to the regular season? I think originally they wanted to finish it. I think that, you know, to get in those many games and all the teams together, I don't think that's going to happen now. Will it be 24? Will it be 20? My guess would be it'll fall somewhere in there. It won't just be 16. And then, you know, your typical straight 4 out of 7 series. Because I think the players, you know, want to get some games in before they go right into the playoffs. So how many that ends up being, like I said, I don't know the answer to that. But I think it'll be more than 16, be my guess.
Okay, so Bruce, is that fair? Because obviously the Bruins, you were amazing during the regular season, and it kind of cheapens the regular season if they allow all these teams to compete for playoff berths. Where do you stand on that?
Well, from our position, I'd rather it just 16. And I would rather it just be, again, this is just me and you talking. I don't have a say in all this. But I'd rather it be, you know, 16 teams, 4 rounds of 4 out of 7. Let's go. That's the integrity of the playoffs. It's always been that way. I understand the players' perspective wanting to get some games in before that, because it gets ramped up in a hurry. You know, playoff hockey, there's no hold barred, so you're off, you go. And I think that's tough on the players. Other years, they'd be allowed to work out and skate. You know, like going into if you talk about a training camp, the guys have been typically going into September. If that was the case, they've been working out in August. They've been able to do nothing for the most part. The odd guy might be skating in Sweden or, you know, a couple of those European countries that are open, but. So they do need the time to ramp up health-wise. So I get that. So that's the tough part about, you know, kind of the scenario I'd like to see. But at the end of the day, it's going to be unfair for somebody down the road. I mean, it's just the way it is. Even if you went with 16, what about the two teams that are at the bottom?
Right.
There's the points versus the point percentage. You know, sometimes I think, you know what, no one's going to remember. If you just do a blind draw, one team's in, one team's out, they're not going to remember that in a year from now. It's still a legitimate playoff, but hopefully we get to that 16, you know, in the right way, and it doesn't hurt us. I guess that's where I'm coming from, that we don't get kind of screwed in this process, because we shouldn't be. We should be rewarded for our regular season, but I don't think any scenario is going to be perfectly fair. I understand that.
But that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. Yeah, I mean, if you go through the regular season and you have the most points, that's unacceptable. Right, that I mean, they can't do that. Yeah. They can't do that to you. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, what did you play for then?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I think our guys, will like Cam and Donnie and, you know, ownership will argue for the best deal possible for us. I don't think, you know, they're going to want to see us, you know, get hurt in this process. I just think sometimes when you have these circumstances where we're just trying to get some, you know, some hockey back in, get playing in, you know, probably empty buildings by, you know, every account. And I think that was originally discussed. Now it looks like it's going to be automatic. So it's just for TV, which would be great to get back playing and get something on TV. But at the end of the day, you probably have to sacrifice for the good of the game. I guess that's will be the question put to the teams that are the field that, you know, because, you know, I guess you could put Tampa. They've had a good year. Vegas on the other side in that category. If they kind of lose some of the edge of that regular season from what they've earned. So but that's the way I look at it right now. I'm just hopeful we get a chance to play, to be honest with you, because I think, you know, I love our chances no matter how it shakes out. But you're right, to a certain extent. It may hurt us the way they reconfigure this thing.
So, Bruce, there is, I mean, the NHL, their plan has kind of gone all over the place. And at first, they were talking in the interest of keeping the players safe. They wanted to limit it to maybe 2 different locations that they would try to run these playoffs through. And now, all of a sudden, we're hearing 8 different, you know, spots that they might make this happen. Where is your head when it comes to minimizing or not? Like, do you feel safe with it being with the 8 different hubs? And where is your head at as far as the chances of getting infected with the travel? And how does the team think about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, every guy's going to think differently, particularly guys with families or someone that has someone vulnerable with a condition in your family you want to be around. So those are things that I'm sure are being discussed. What's the best avenue? And then there's no perfect answer. So for me, we kind of understand that we'd probably have to be away from our families in some sort of quarantine for, you know, the question is for what stretch of time. Are you allowed to bring your families with you if everyone, if the testing is appropriate, is up to speed, and, you know, meets all the requirements? I'm going to leave that to the medical people. But at the end of the day, that's going to be a big challenge for the players coming back. And I think, you know, the less amount of people, that's the other argument for less teams for me, is the less people there, the less chance of infection, the less, you know, your risk goes down a little bit if you're not bringing in 24.
There's no positive.
You know, coaches, trainers, whatever. So the more people around, you know, the more likely someone's going to test positive, you know, for the virus. So that has to be considered as well. So there's a lot that goes into it. They got a tough job in front of them to get this organized. So that's why I, you know, try not to be too critical and just hope that, you know, we're in a good position to succeed once we get going.
Well, Bruce Cassidy,
real quick, Rich, I have to tell you that there is indeed a landline ringing at my parents' house, which you might not hear very often. But can you tell us, because we don't obviously know, is there going to be a difference not having fans in the stands in terms of quality of play? Like, how much do you value a home game in terms of not just, you know, being able to keep on your schedule and in the familiarity of being in the town? How much does crowd noise matter in hockey?
Well, I mean, I think it works for both sides. I mean, if you're a player going into a hostile environment, you know, it usually ramps you up, you know. So for both sides, I think you lose a lot of that adrenaline rush that you're going to have to create yourself. And I think once the pucks drop and you get used to, I think the first game will be completely weird. You know, I don't know if they'd pipe in music, what they would do to try to simulate it. But I think it'd be strange. And then you're just going to play. I mean, these guys are hockey players. They're just going to play once you get going. And it'll be different for sure. You miss a big part of that. Because, like I said, I think every player feeds off the energy, especially the nights are a little bit off. Now, in the playoffs, it shouldn't be that way. But we are going to have some nights, every team, because you haven't played in so long, that you're going to be a little bit sloppy. So, you know, that kind of, you know, reels you in a little bit. So that part of it will be different, but if those are the parameters, so be it. I think guys are competitive in practice. There's no one around, so I think just the natural instincts will take over for the players, and you'll miss that part, but I think you'll still see good hockey once you get past the sort of initial weirdness of no fans around.
Yeah, now, Rich, I don't know if I should tell you this, Rich, but it is someone's birthday today.
Yes, Bruce Cassidy. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah, creeping up there, fellas. Almost at retirement age here.
Yeah, and another year. You're still on the planet. But you're pretty excited during this whole time. But happy birthday. And congratulations to Ty Anderson for letting me know that it's your birthday. And happy birthday.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure what, but we're looking forward to it around the house here.
You get to stay home. So
get a drive-by. Maybe I'll get a drive-by parade. My kids will organize something. You never know. Never had one of those, so there you go. Yes.
You can have a Zoom birthday party. Nothing less depressing than that, than a Zoom birthday party. Go ahead, Rich. I'm sorry.
So I just, speaking of age, Marchand talked about this because, you know, the Bruins, you have the second oldest team in the league, and I don't know if that's a benefit or a detriment in this environment to where you guys kind of got to go from zero to playoffs. And I could see with a veteran team, you guys are obviously, you know, since these guys have been there before, you can get on the page quicker, but it's also older legs. Where do you think the Bruins stand? Is this a benefit or a detriment to have such a veteran team or an older team as the Bruins?
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised we're the second oldest, to be honest, because we've got a lot of young guys we rely on, so... it's interesting. We don't have a lot in the middle, that middle sort of age group.
But just skews the entire thing. Like, I mean, it's like...
certainly, you know, Z and Bergie and Kretsch, you know, I think their experience will help us more than their age. It will work against us, to be honest. Those guys are true professionals. They've been there. They know how to prepare. Tuukka, put him in that category. And I think we have enough young legs early on to carry us. If those guys aren't recovering, you know, quick enough, it takes a little while to get into the game. We have DeBrus that's young, McAvoy's young, Grizzlich, Carlo. Lauzon, who now we put in our lineup. You know, so the majority of our defensemen are under 25 years old. I mean, Torrey obviously is a little older than that, and then Gazi, but there's still three, four, five guys that are young. You got Corrali, who's got good legs. Nordstrom's got good legs. They're young. Pasternak's, you know, good legs as a young guy. Charlie Coyle still, you know, he'll be fine. So I think we have enough youth in our lineup that we could push through to, you know, until those guys find their legs. So I'm not worried about that. I think it's an advantage to, I think that the toughest team mentally will win the Stanley Cup if it is in fact played this year because of all the hurdles they're going to have to go through. And I like that in our group. I really do. So I think it's an advantage for us.
Are you hearing a date to be ready, Bruce? Have they told you, like, here's a date that you need to be ready by?
Not really. It keeps getting pushed back. I'll tell you, we thought we might get into our facility this week and get, you know, two, three guys skating, and then, you know, a couple hours later, some other guys can trickle in, you know, small groups, but that didn't happen. So we were originally told probably, you know, don't plan on playing until the end of the summer, and that hasn't changed. But when do we actually meet, you know, to get together as a team, start a training camp? It's all speculation now. It seems to be, you know, I don't even know. I would say maybe late June, early July, something like that. I always heard that they'd want to play by July and August. If, you know, I'm you know, I want to sort of, all this depends on, you know, the governor and the medical people, obviously, but that was kind of the original game plan. And I think we're not that far off it right now, but I guess we'll see how this, you know, the virus plays out, if the curve's flat and going down, all that, all the medical stuff. So that's kind of what I think. But again, I'm just like you guys, just kind of spitballing that. And
okay, so Bruce, you're getting kind of screwed being in Massachusetts. I mean, being in Boston in terms of, I'm not saying that what they're doing is wrong, but you're getting kind of screwed in terms of your preparation. Other states are ahead of that. Is there a opportunity for you guys to go somewhere else? To move the team and to practice in another state or another city? Or is that off the, not something that you guys can do?
It hasn't been discussed. I think that would have to be cleared by, again, players would have to agree to that, because you're leaving your families behind, which you're probably going to have to do later anyway. I'm not sure the other teams should be up and running if we're not. I thought that was part of the agreement would be until every team is cleared to start working out. So maybe they've loosened those rules a little bit. So that would be unfair to us if other teams have a head start. And I think that's why they're going to need to build in, once everybody's cleared and okay to get together as a team, they're going to have to build in an equal amount of time, probably of at least 2-3 weeks, so that, you know, there is that sort of equitable factor in the length of training camp. The preparation before, again, that's we're just, I guess, in the wrong state as far as the ability to do that right now. But like I said, I'm not sure they're supposed to be able to do that. But like I said, I don't know who's monitoring that, to be honest with you.
Okay, right, so well, Bruce, when you talk about other – Rich, let me ask a question. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much. I'm an expert. But when you talk about, like, older players having to get back into it, my first inclination would be that older players could use the time off. In terms of, like, they can heal. I know Bergeron has got nagging injuries. I'm sure Chara's got, you know, crap that's got to get healed. Is that a reality, or is it truly that the younger players are going to benefit by this time off more than the veterans?
Well, as I said, I think it would be the recovery time. The younger guys always, you know, listen, your body's... The younger you are, the quicker you bounce back, it seems, no matter what you do. It's just, you know, that's just physics or whatever you want to call it, genetics. But at the end of the day, that would be my concern with the guys that have been there. How quick can they get their legs back under them? How quickly do they recover? And they are physical specimens, our veteran guys. It's just, that would be my concern. You start saying, okay, we're going to play every second day, you know, for the next 2 months. Will they recover quicker after this much time off? I'm not worried about them, you know, getting their legs and playing. They're smart guys. You know, our team is structured well the way we play. We're not all over the map. So I think our guys will get that back quickly. It's the younger guys will have to carry us with the energy. And then it's how quick do the guys bounce back. And again, we're trying to put stuff in place for that as we get going. But that'll be some interesting decisions in the practice at all with those guys during the playoffs if they need that extra time off. And typically during a normal playoff wouldn't be a conversation because they've been practicing all year so that they get it. But being this off this much, are you going, how much sharpness are you going to lose by not practicing versus how much extra recovery time you're going to get? So those will be the decisions we have to make as a staff, and hopefully we'll make the right ones.
All right, Bruce, well, no one can really seem to agree on anything nowadays. However, one thing everyone on the team seems to have a unanimous opinion on this offseason is that Tuukka Rask has unbearable gas. Bruce Cassidy, have you experienced this firsthand? It has become quite the storyline.
No, I'm at the front of the plane or the front of the bus, so it hasn't made its way up there yet for me. So I'm going to have to take the fellow's words for it, which I do. Tuukka didn't seem to argue about it much, so it is what it is, I guess. There you go.
Are you concerned about his diet and how that is affecting the smells that come out of his rectum?
Yeah, I would be. But, hey, you noticed the other day he was on some show and he was in his own basement. His own wife put him down there. So there's probably answers to your questions right there.
He's quarantining for a different reason.
So he belongs to my country club. You know who doesn't like me? Tuukka Rask. So anything negative. Anything. Well, I'm not the smelly one.
Anything that I find out. How fresh you smell.
Well, that I would assume so. I can't see why anyone else would not like me. I mean, I am truly a gentleman and a scholar. Yes, he is not a fan of mine, Mr. Cassidy, which I hope.
Maybe you should play a round of golf with him and, you know, make double on 18 or something and then lose. And maybe, you know, that'll sway him to be a buddy or something. Who knows, you know?
First of all, if you assume that I can double bogey 18, I thank you very much for that vote of confidence because that's never going to happen. But we're talking about, like, picking it up. I got a 27 handicap, Bruce. We're not really dealing
with... That'd be a good score for you. All right, well, you need a quadruple in 18 or something. You got to throw it. Some one way or another, let him win. And I'll get him on the good side.
I take it Gorman out. Maybe I take you out on the course, and then you unveil all the secrets that are going on with the team. Well, listen... We're very much looking forward to hockey. I mean, we truly believe that it's going to happen, and hopefully they don't screw you. And I mean that sincerely, that you guys achieved so much during the regular season. I would hope that benefits you going into the playoffs.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. I think we're going to be ready no matter what the scenario. Our guys understand what's at stake. We just, again, with all the uncertainty, I think it's hard to concentrate on, you know, hockey right now. It's like, what's happening next? Can we? But hopefully everything gets cleared up. People are safe. We can get back in playing and get entertaining again and get a crack at this. I think that's what everyone wants. So hopefully it happens.
I think you underestimate the importance of it. In all seriousness, I think you underestimate the sense of regularity that it would bring to people when you guys certainly get back to playing. Yes. And I think that would be great for everyone in Boston, and I think that would be great if Trudeau gets out of his own butt and allows people to travel. I would assume that would be good. But Bruce Cassidy, thank you so much for the time. It's always a pleasure to interview you. And if you ever want to beat someone at golf, I'm more than happy to play with you. And I won't fart like Tuukka. But
I got some free time, so I'm going to do that.
Well, I'm in Tennessee right now, where they actually let you do things. So
Tennessee, I didn't know that. Well, you're out then. I'm not going that far to play.
they actually allowed you to go out here. So it's something else. All right, Bruce Cassidy, thank you so much for the time,
thanks,
sir.
Bruce.
All right, thanks, fellas. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Hey, everyone, it's Velga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's HUB. They're a member FDIC.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.